I sound like I'm on old time radio?
You sound like you're on a radio.
Is it a Mexican radio?
Whoa, radio.
I wish I was
in Tijuana. Eating barbecued iguana. It's not bad, actually.
It's not bad.
When I was in St. Martin, we had iguana meat pies.
Oh. I wonder how much Gila Monster tastes like iguana.
I don't know. They spiced it a lot. So, like, if you'd have been like, it's pork, or it's chicken, or it's human being, like, it was protein with like jalapenos, not jalapenos, but some kind of chili pepper. So, yeah.
Something reminded me of the phrase long pig.
Yeah, I didn't think long pig. I thought like long lizard. But not like in the dick way.
Air pigs. Cats look down on us, but pigs treat us as equals. Yes.
Hey, James. Right. James.
Yes.
James.
Yes. Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork episode 167. So I smell vaguely of puppy.
Is that good or bad?
Well, my sister works with me in my same office, and she asked me to accompany her today to pick up a dog in a parking lot.
A dog? Just a random dog?
Well, it's a specific one that she had discovered on the intranets. And so she was meeting this person in a parking lot. And
she wasn't like I don't know parking lot dogs,
right? She just wanted to, you know, be like, hey, what is this? It's a dog, cute as shit.
Oh, English bulldog. That sounds cute. That does sound very cute.
Yeah, it is an extremely cute animal. But she was working doing her job, which I guess is more important than my job, because she's like, here, you keep an eye on it. And I was like, okay. So it like basically slept in my lap for.
Oh.
But, yeah. So I smelled like home, and my dogs went apeshit. Immediately. Jammed their noses in my crotch and torso region and sniffed angrily. Like, there's a bit of frustration to it. They're like, hey.
A cute puppy.
Have you been smelling things? Which is not something my cats ever do. Like, I know you're a cat guy. But I've never, like, handled a cat somewhere and then gone home and had my cats go, hey, what is that? Because it's like your home.
Yeah, but have you ever been like, you know, smelled like cat when you came home to cats?
In a way. Like, but that's not my business. That's the cat's business. They're supposed to know. I don't know what a cat smells like. I mean, dogs have a smell. Cats, you know, I mean, aside from litter box, I don't really think of cats as having a cat smell. You know, like there's the cat smell exists in a home wherein the cats are not well tended to. And they're allowed to piss everywhere they want. You know, that right. House has a smell. But, like, just cats. Like, even stray cats. I'm not like, oh, you stink. Stray dogs, yeah, oh, smell like assholes. But, like, cats, nah. Ooh. But, I mean, they got to have something, right?
One would think.
But that's why dogs have more personality.
Personality goes a long way.
It does. I mean, that's why I don't eat dog.
Yeah, but would you consider a dog a filthy animal?
Dog's definitely dirty. I don't know if I go so far as to call it filthy. Pigs sleep and root in shit. That's a filthy animal.
Dogs eat shit. Anyhow, I don't know how I became John Travolta. Why is it whenever we do like a multiracial thing, I'm always a white guy and you're always a black guy?
Because we don't see color, James.
We don't.
That's the beauty of podcasting is that, you know, at any point we could go, hi, I'm Nick. I'm black. And this is James. He's white. You don't know. Tell everybody I'm Japanese.
I'm about to say we could both be Chinese. So are you Chinese? Japanese. He's Laotian.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
Neither.
That was one of the funnier bits from Louis C.K.'s last special.
That's not what I was thinking of.
He was too... Well, you're thinking King of the Hill.
Yeah.
No, he was talking about... he was talking about a Chinese guy, and he did his accent, and he said... he's like, yeah, I'm Chinese. I'm from Beijing. I'm Chinese as a motherfucker. It's like, oh, okay. It was pretty good. But none of the Chinese guys I know really talk like that.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't talk like this either, but it's not like... well, you know, I take that back.
some of them do talk like that.
Well, one of the guys I work with a lot, here's the thing. Since his office mate left our office, he and I started hanging out more, and he's very funny. Like, he started making jokes and things like that, you know, like kind of coming out of his shell.
Yeah.
And sometimes he can get very Chinesey, which is the only way I can describe it. I mean, of course he is, because he's Chinese. He's going to do Chinesey things. But, like, there are times where he'll do something, and I'm just like, you know, there is a hypersensitive part of me that's going to go, that's racist. But it's not, because it's a Chinese guy doing that.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah. I mean, is that... That's not racist when somebody does something that you would call racist, but it's not because they're that race. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
So when he's like...
He's like appropriating it. His eyes,
but he's... Yeah, but he's not. He's just doing it. Like, like when he laughs real hard at a joke and he like squints his eyes extra hard and like he kind of curls his upper lip like, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, okay, see, my friend Ben used to do that whenever he saw a Chinese person when we were little. Fuck. But now this is a Chinese guy actually doing it. I mean,
I think it's just, I mean, it's not stereotypical because it's, I mean, it's like part of a stereotype. Is it cliche?
Is it? Because again, he wasn't being ironic or anything. And he wasn't doing it as part of an act. He's just being himself. Now, I was at one of our Christmas dinners. We, our boss has he takes the whole office out for Christmas dinner every year. And with a couple of the Chinese guys. And I was talking to one of their wives. And she was, somehow we get to talking about Chinese actresses, and I mentioned Lucy Liu. And she goes, oh, no, I don't like Lucy Liu. She's too. And then she put her fingers on the corners of her eyes and then screwed them up in the way you would do if you were saying, you know, Chinese people. Or, you know, it's one of the signs, like in American Sign Language, the sign for Chinese people is you do your eye like that.
Interesting.
You go, yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And so, but she did this and she's already Chinese. I was like, wait, what? She goes, yeah, she's not, she's like half Chinese, half American. Her eyes too squinty. I was like, huh. Okay.
I mean, there doesn't surprise me that there's a hierarchy to this kind of things. Like, you know, they're, what do you call them? Epithelial folds? Something kind of folds? Epithelial? Yeah.
Epithelial fold.
Yeah, there you go. A hierarchy of like perception of that. Because I mean, within African Americans, blacks, it was like, you know, there's like this whole like, oh, your skin is darker than mine, so you're inferior to me. Like, even though my skin is just like, you know, a light mocha, yours is a dark mocha, or like a, you know, mahogany.
Yeah. The Chinese guys do that too. We've got them from different parts of, like, China's a big place.
It is.
And so we've got one guy who is from the north. He's as far north as you can get in China. He's from Mongolia. And he refuses to share an office with my friend Song because of not of his appearance, because Song's from the south. And so, like, those guys, it's, I don't know, it's kind of like the Australia of China. Like, they're kind of like the cool guys that you see in action movies. But
okay.
He doesn't like his Chinese. He's like, oh, no, I can't share office with Song. I said, why? He goes, his Chinese is garbage. He drives me crazy. I was like, what? So, like, in Chinese, Song must sound like he's like, hey, man, what you working on over there? Like that's, and I don't know how to do it.
Like a hillbilly Chinese guy, kind of? Or like, yeah, redneck Chinese?
I mean, and we do it here. Huh. I just did it, and I'm from the South. Like, that's what.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in Oklahoma, people, you know, I would say y'all. Because I don't talk with a stereotypically Southern accent, but I do say certain words that I pick up in the South, and I say y'all. I say y'all a lot.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, what is that? You must have picked that up here. And I was talking to a guy from New Jersey who lives now in Oklahoma. So to him, that's the South.
Yeah,
but to me, that's the North. I was like, no, I mean, where I'm from, we say y'all, and it's in the dictionary. It's fine to say. Just,
yeah,
we still use proper English.
It's a very useful word.
Yeah. I don't use it incorrectly. Like, y'all want to go get something to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want some sweet tea? I don't do that. But, yeah. So that's
unless
a thing.
Unless you're talking to a group of people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And even then, I don't think I'd say that.
No, I would probably
use it at the end of sentences. Like, is that okay with y'all?
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
You wouldn't say, are y'all okay with it?
Yeah, I would say that. I guess I wouldn't use it. It wouldn't be the first word in a sentence.
Hmm.
Y'all coming? Like, I wouldn't say that. Say, are y'all coming? Are y'all coming along? Do join me in the autobus. We are going for a ride. Carol and I are big fans of
autobuses.
Japanese game shows.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube, they're all over the place, and they're a hoot and a half. But one of their favorite topics is making fun of the way different people from different places in Japan talk. And like, Japan is not huge, you know, compared to the United States or China, but there are enough differences in the way people talk, you know. And there's a difference between the way people talk between Baton Rouge and, say, Denham Springs on average. But, like, you know, in Japan, it's a big joke. And so, like, one of the things they'll do is they'll have young comedians go on a day trip with the head guy on the show, like the Johnny Carson of the show.
Okay.
But they're not allowed to speak to him in proper Japanese. They have to be casual the whole time. Like, they can't do their version of, like, calling him sir or, you know, being polite. They have to be totally casual the whole time, and when they mess up, they get hit.
Huh. Like, they get punched, or they get, like, swatted with a wiffle ball bat?
Well, in Japanese comedy, there are certain tropes. You know, there's certain characters that you play, and we do the same thing. We don't categorize it as obvious, but, you know, you'll have, like, the guy who is the main comedian, the straight man, right? And then you'll have the guy that is his kind of lackey that messes up. And it's normal. What basically the guy that is his, you know, the
McMahon.
Costello to his Abbott,
yeah.
Gets smacked with a fan. Like, when he does something silly or stupid, or he makes a joke, like, even when the joke's really funny, he's like, oh, you're being silly, and he'll smack him with a fan. So that continues on through, like, all the bits that they're doing. Like, that's what, like, he'll pop him on the back of the head, like, hard sometimes. You're like, geez, man. So, like, those are two, like, kind of main characters in most comedy duos. And then you'll have, like, a guy who is his whole character and thus his whole comedic persona is that he wants to be funny or he wants to do something really well, but he's not good at it, but he pretends he is good at it. Like that's a whole guy. And you see in these like comedy groups that there's that character. And he's always like, hey, no, let me do this. And he'll come in and try and be real serious and he'll mess up. And it took us a while to figure out that was like, I had to actually read up on it. Like, oh, that guy, he's doing that on purpose. Like he's always screwing up, but that's his
role.
Yeah. That's his role in this thing. So, yeah. So yeah, we watch, like I said, we watch a lot of Japanese game shows on YouTube. So YouTube has suggested new things. So last week we watched the sumo finals from Tokyo.
The sumo finals?
Yeah, dude. Like the championships. It's like a week-long tournament. And
okay.
So like day one popped up and we were like, what is this? Because it's a whole, you know, the whole series for the day only takes about 30 minutes. And so we just watched that, and man, we got into it. These guys are huge.
Yes, they are huge. They have fancy hair, too.
They do have fancy hair and fancy diapers. And they get paid immediately for every match. Like, what happens is they have the match, right? And one of them wins. And this is a matter of seconds, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, they just have to push it. Let's push him out of the circle.
Yeah, or knock him down. Make his hands touch the ground.
Yeah.
And so the match ends. They bow to each other. The loser walks off. The winner gets handed an envelope right there from the ref. Ref's like, blam, there's your money.
That's
convenient. And as it goes on, those stacks get bigger and bigger. So they're paid per match. So you've seen these guys like taking these wads of cash and they hand them to their little cowboy, whatever. They're like, here you go, bitch. Put that up for me.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. But yeah, crazy. And there's no weight class in sumo. Everybody wrestles everybody.
Because everybody's sumo weight.
So you'll see like a 6'2", 375-pound guy going up against a 5'8", 240-pound guy. And it's just the way it goes. And sometimes the little guy wins. He's quick enough. He just is like.
He also has a lower center of mass.
Yeah, man.
Center of gravity.
Or he'll just like, I saw one guy. He just like, this was slapping the big guy in the face. So, you know, it's all about like pushing the other guy over or twisting him. So he falls or tricking him into stepping out of the ring or muscling him back. But you can also slap them as hard as you can in the face, which they do, like open hand.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's his name in Street Fighter?
E Honda,
yeah. She's like quack 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 quack. Just, I mean,
underhand slap,
yeah, machine gun, and the dude in the face, like popping the guy like crazy, so that the guy like lunges at him, and the dude just stepped out of the way. And at that point, 375 pounds off kilter slightly, goes down hard, and he took out the front fucking row, like they're on us like this raised dirt stand. So if they overstep, they just keep going. And they're crushing some little Japanese businessman in the front row. Knock his noodles right out his fucking hand.
Yeah. Awesome. The noodle. Well, the businessman's probably like thrilled to be a part of the whole action too.
He sweated on me. It was awesome. Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, how you doing?
Carol came in and brought me food. I love you so much. Carol, say hi.
Hi.
That smells delicious. What is that?
It's a chicken that I did with that new pear cinnamon or whatever it was, vinaigrette, mm-hmm. And then pasta salad.
God, you are so sexy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Carol made sure I eat today. So nice of her.
That's so nice.
But yeah, it smells really good. But yeah, so that was last week. I also went to Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I fetched my father-in-law, returned him here.
And he is there with you now?
Yes, he will be here through Christmas.
How festive.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Yeah, so that's happening. And it's not, I mean, again, I'd say that. I don't have, you know, real, like, privacy anymore. But again, he's not a ball and chain or anything. You know, he's kind of hangs out. And you know, we put together a kitchen island for Carol together. Like, you know, just it's another dude in the house.
That's very nice.
So, driving back, Carol was driving his car because it's easier for him to get in and out of his RAV4 rather than my truck or her Mini. And I was by myself in my truck. And so I listened to all of Artemis,
the
book that Audible suggested I listen to.
I am about 2 hours away from the end.
Yes. What do you think? I liked it.
I think it's pretty good so far, but judging by what's going on, I think it should be a little bit longer. Like, I would love more of it, I think. So, I think it's like an 8 or 9 hour book, and I'm like, you know, about 7 hours in. They're just about to do the, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but, you know, they're just about to do the thing to solve the problem.
Yeah, the ending, does feel kind of abrupt, but it's not. I mean, I'll let you finish it.
But Rosario Dawson does a really good job, I think.
Yeah.
I was worried at the beginning about like her differentiating some of the voices, but she does, especially when they, you know, get into like the different accents of people. Then I think that's done pretty well. Mm-hmm. With the Russian guy or the Ukrainian guy and the. An administrator.
I think it's Hungarian.
Well, no, I'm talking about the lady that looks like the mirror, basically.
No, yeah. No, this the guy's he's Hungarian and she's Kenyan, but no, the guy's not Czechoslovakian, he's Hungarian.
I didn't say Czechoslovakian, I said Ukrainian. The Svoboda?
Svoboda, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's Ukrainian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyhow, but yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I got turned on to another series that I think I'm going to start next while we wait interminable hours for Dresden Files to return. Yeah. it's the Iron Druid series.
Who's the author?
No. She told me, but I wishlisted it. I just searched Iron Druid.
Yeah.
And it sounds very much like Harry Dresden. It's modern day, but with magic and werewolves and vampires and shit.
Cool.
Yeah. So what'd you do last week?
We hosted some folks for Thanksgiving. The weekend before we had our nephew who's like 1 year old. He's a 1 year old. He's like 14 months old. That's why people say like 14 or 20 months old because it's easier to say than one year old. He is. Yeah. 1 year, 2 months. I don't know. Anyway, so we took him to the insectarium and stuff. And then like at the beginning of the Thanksgiving week on Monday, our friend Hannah from the UK came and visited. And she stayed with us all the way through. This past weekend. And we had my parents and Jane's parents over for some Thanksgiving goodness. And it was more food, as you can imagine, more food than I could eat at one sitting. But it was good. It was just, it's kind of stressful hosting. And I'm sure lots of people know this already, but it's stressful hosting a major holiday.
Yeah, I had a couple Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
Carol prepared Thanksgiving dinner for us with her dad. Meanwhile, during the day, I went to Thanksgiving in Bogalusa with my grandmother and my family.
Yeah.
And I came home and did Thanksgiving dinner with Carol. And Carol cooked like it wasn't just three of us. She cooked like there were not going to be 10 of us. And then next night, she did another dinner party, cooked like that again. And so Sunday, I had salad.
Well, Friday, Jane turned the leftover turkey into turkey gumbo. So that's been good. That is what you do. Hannah's also like a big geek freak and stuff. So she had been to Atlanta for the Heroes and Villains convention and met the lady who plays Agent May. Mina. Mm-hmm. The lady who plays Agent May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And she's been in lots of other stuff. We got to hang out and talk about all types of stuff, and we went to go see Justice League together, and we also watched several episodes of Legion on FX.
Oh yeah.
So
I like that.
I only have eight episodes for the first season. I think I'm like on episode 7. So almost done with that. Yeah,
that's a good show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Justice League?
You know, it was.
Come on.
Be honest. So, have you seen it?
Obviously not.
Have you seen it? You haven't seen it. All right. I'm just confirming. I mean, I was going to assume that you haven't seen it, but I didn't want to be like, how little you know? You went to go see it Friday morning or something. I don't know.
You're not going to spoil shit for me. Was it show everyone said?
It was not great. there were some moments that were like, oh, that's pretty cool, but like, I don't know. I don't think I'm ever gonna like Henry Cavill as Superman. I think I liked Man of Steel more because it was trying to be a little bit something different, but like the more further along into like what Superman is supposed to be he gets into, the farther off I think it feels. And I don't know. But
is he just too harsh or what?
I don't even know how to
like I don't you don't think of Superman as a rock star. He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah, he's a Boy Scout. And you know, he comes in. Oh, I guess this is a time if you're, I'm not gonna spoil anything for you, Nick, but we guess we should note that these are spoilers. I think everybody knows that Superman's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he's going to come back, but the path to get him there, like there should be more discussion about, oh, is this the right thing to do? I mean, he's dead. We're using alien technology to bring him back. You know, is this a good idea? And there's like, you know, Batman was like, we need to do it. That's it. But like, if things had gone like really wrong, like they had no like fallback plan in case like he came out as like some like, you know, mutant. Abortion or abomination. That's what I was looking for.
Now look, I'm gonna put it on tape right now. If I ever die and there's an alien technology to bring me back.
Okay. Even if there's a certain percentage chance that your mind won't come back with you.
Yeah. Bring me back.
Yeah.
If you gotta kill me afterwards, you do, but you know, whatever, bring me back.
Yeah. And there was a time at which like, you know, there's always a scene in these movies where the heroes fight each other, right? Like in Avengers, you know, Iron Man is like, you know, punching Thor, and like Captain America is like, stop it, you guys. And Thor is like, meh. In this one, there's a similar thing. And it's interesting how the Flash, you know, he's like, I'm fast. Nobody can keep up with me. But then, you know, Superman's like reacting fast enough to like deal with him. And he's like, what the fuck? You know, that was a really nice moment. There's definitely a lot of good Flash moments, I think. And, you know, Batman's good. Wonder Woman's good. Aquaman's kind of, I don't know. The thing I like about the way Marvel has done everything is like you get a full movie with each of the individual characters before you like get this whole group dynamic on it. So you come away thinking it's like, I didn't see enough of Aquaman's story. You know, there's like a lot more there. I didn't see enough of Cyborg's story. I'm on Cyborg.
Well, that's rough. Because one of the things I did watch was like, just about every episode of Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Booyah! We were hanging out in a hotel room, and so I was like, oh, let's put it on Cartoon Network because I don't have it. I don't have cable. But I mean, I got all the shows on Hulu, but it's not the same, you know?
Right.
So anyway, they were doing a marathon all weekend. And so we watched like a shitload of that. But it's not really the same. So did you see the Infinity War trailer?
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah. I've only seen it on my phone, but like, you know, but yes, 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 yes. Oh my God. Holy shit. And Thanos looks like good.
Yeah, I mean, I never realized how much of a dumbass he looks like without his helmet. Although you see him without his like full gear on, you know, but seeing that in practice, you're kind of like, dude, put on a hat. What the fuck you got going on, dude? He looks like he just came out from under his, you know, like a 67 Charger where he's changing the oil and he pops up. He's like, hey, you're like, oh yeah, this guy's going to try and rewrite the universe. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going out, motherfucker. You spend all that time on a glove, get a suit. Or some goddamn sleeves.
He does look very Josh Brolin-ish.
Yeah. I mean, it works. And I think once, you know, like watching him punch the shit out of Iron Man, I was like, oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was impressive. And like, every fucking body from all the movies, it seemed like. I mean, I can't think of a movie that was like that we didn't see somebody from. I mean, especially when like Thor is like, who are you guys? And it's like, hey.
Oh, those are the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Those are the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Welcome to their ship. Ta-da. But yeah. So it's going to be Thanos versus Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy and Hulk.
Black Panther's part of the Avenger there?
Well, I think it's Black Panther and the entirety of Wakanda from the looks of it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody get that man a shield.
Yeah, make him a fancy one.
Yeah. Make it out of vibranium.
Yeah, dude. And then kill him anyway. Like, so this is, people going to die. So my money is definitely on Iron Man. Iron Man's fucking dead. Captain America, dead. Vision, dead. Hulk, maybe?
You can't kill like, Hulk.
Because he's, well, you can with the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. Especially if they want to do a new Hulk, you know?
Do they want to do a new Hulk?
Well, they want to, they keep saying that, you know, this is the end of this phase of the Marvel Universe. We've got the next 20 movies planned out. Things are going to change a lot. So.
Yeah. I keep thinking of that, what the hell is the name of it? Like the Avengers of Tomorrow or the Avengers, the Son of the Avengers or something. Where it's like it was a straight to video thing, and the main guy was like the son of Captain America and Black Widow maybe, and like Hawkeye's daughter was there, and like it was like all these Avenger kids. But then the original Hulk was still alive because he was like the villain, and at some point, I don't know if he killed everybody, but you know he was like old and still hulking around.
Yeah, I don't want to see the kids of the Avengers. Like, let's put some new guys in there.
Yeah. You think Falcon's going to pick up the shield?
It'd be Falcon or Bucky.
Oh, yeah, Bucky. Definitely Bucky.
Sebastian Stan's got another couple movies on his
contract.
Yeah.
I was just thinking how Falcon is, doing it in the comics.
Well, they could pass the shield to Bucky, then kill Bucky, and then pass it to Falcon. The way they did in the comics.
Hmm.
But yeah, Doctor Strange is going to be around. Like, I don't think they're going to kill him.
Nah.
Although Benedict Cumberbatch may be like, I've been Strange long enough. Yeah, he's Benedict Cumberbatch. It's not like he's going to have problems finding work.
Right. He's already got, like, you know, several big things going on anyway.
But, I mean, I hope he stays around. I liked that movie. I had fun with it. Hawkeye, I don't know.
Hawkeye seems like he's the one that's going to die, like, every time. It's like, oh, there's Avengers going to die, like, $5 on Hawkeye, you know?
Yeah, but they may just let him retire. You know, just let him go back home and just call it quits. Like, have him, like, lose an eye or, like, break all his fingers or something where he can't use his weapons anymore.
Or he loses an arm.
Yeah. But then, I mean, that happened to Bucky, so what the, you know.
Oh, or he could just, yeah, he could lose an eye or he could go blind, period.
Yeah, well, he did, wasn't he the one that went deaf?
Yeah, well, I think he's already deaf, isn't he? He's like 80% deaf.
I don't know. I know in the comics he's deaf. He had learned sign language.
Yeah.
I don't think they've discussed it in the movies.
No.
Black Widow or Blonde Widow now, I don't know. I mean, she'd be the easiest to kill off. You know, we all have these guys with superpowers. It's just like a sneeze in the wrong direction. Yeah, let's go throw a super agent right in the middle of it. Like, even Captain America's not, you know, he's just a guy, but he's not just a guy. You know, even Falcon, he can fly. He's got machine guns on his hands. Like, Black Widow is still just James Bond with guns and or more Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
But like, again, Jason Bourne versus Thanos. Yeah, no. It's not even what the fuck? Only in the MCU is this like a thing where people are like, yeah, Black Widow, go get him. Yeah, go get him.
Yeah, no.
Go get Thanos. See how that goes.
It's like Batman taking on Darkseid.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a picture, like a panel somebody did, and it's Darkseid staring down Batman and his little eye beams going right over Batman's head. Like, instead of going through him, it just goes, arcs over the top of his head. Yeah. And he's like, just die, you insufferable Mary Jane. Mary Sue. I'm sorry.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Batman telling Darkseid, hey, face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot.
Slowly inching a shoulder out from underneath the cowl.
Does that sound like sexy music? I can't tell. All right.
No. Yeah, so that happened. Oh, what else?
What was something about Darkseid I was going to say? Maybe. I don't know. Batman, Darkseid. Batman, Darkseid.
Have you watched what?
No. I was thinking about the villain in Whatchamacallit, the thing Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Like Steppenwolf, he's like very one dimensional. He's like, I'm gonna come and I'm gonna take over the world.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's his whole party. I'm taking over the world.
I'm gonna turn it into an apocalypse with my little mother boxes. It's a little disappointing. But I guess when you have, like, when it's a group thing, a group ensemble cast, you don't want to, like, spend too much time developing the villain.
Making your villain interesting? Why would you do that?
Yeah. Because he was, I mean, then they say Darkseid's name once, and he's like, you know, I'm doing this for Darkseid, and then that was it.
Hmm.
But anyhow, did you ask me I'd seen what?
Oh, have you watched Runaways yet?
No, I have not watched Runaways.
Neither have I.
I have watched a few episodes of The Punisher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on Netflix now.
My brother-in-law was telling me, he said, okay, so like the last two episodes made my wife cry. He said it's the most violent thing I have ever seen, ever.
Oh, just violence?
It's like, yeah, he's like, forget Daredevil and all this stuff. And like, said, you know, that scene in Daredevil that made Carol stop watching when the dude pulled the other guy's arm through the ball return at the bowling alley and broke it backwards.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, he's like, no.
That was like the second episode or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when Carol tapped out. She's like, nope, yeah. I'm not. I was like, that's fair. But he was like, yeah. So those last two episodes were like, I said, that's the Punisher. It's like crazy. He's like, yeah, they did it. They did the Punisher. They did the stuff from the comics, and it's punishment.
Ooh.
So looking forward to that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm like five episodes in, and I've I've already been, there's already been a couple of things that have been, I've been like, oh, oh, oh.
Nice.
So, yeah, looking forward to that.
So, not a spoiler, but is Jigsaw in it?
We haven't met Jigsaw as far as I know.
Okay.
Oh, unless, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, I ask you this. Has Frank put somebody face first through a plate glass window?
No.
Okay. Is the big bad somebody new, or is there a big bad at all?
There's definitely a person that is at the top of Frank's list. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Who has significant power and influence to, you know, resist punishment.
Is it the Kingpin?
No, it's not the Kingpin. The Kingpin's already been in Daredevil.
Yeah, but he's coming back to Daredevil for the next season. So is it? It's somebody new.
It's somebody new.
Okay. Is it somebody you recognize?
As in the character or the actor?
Well, both.
No.
Okay. Because that's one thing with Punisher and Daredevil. They share a couple villains.
They do.
Kingpin, most notably. Of course, Kingpin's fucking with everybody in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kingpin's first appearance was in a Spider-Man comic, huh?
Mm-hmm. So it was Punisher.
Well, yeah.
Was
that 129? Amazing Spider-Man 129? Am I getting that right?
I think, yeah, pretty sure it's 129. I want to say 127, but I think that's... I'm thinking first appearance of Wolverine and the Hulk, which no, was
181.
Oh. There you go.
First appearance.
Are you looking up? Of course you are.
Yeah, of course I am. Amazing Spider-Man number 121. Sorry, 129. Sorry, I got distracted because the first price I see on it is $4,995.95.
That's because of the show. I've seen a couple around like $500, $600.
Yeah.
And on a late night after a couple of drinks, I've come close.
But I think I would love to own Giant Size X-Men number one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think that was the first big book that Kevin Smith bought. When he like got, you know, his first kind of check in his pocket, and he was like, "Oh, let's splurge a little," and he got Giant Size X-Men number one.
Nightcrawler and Storm and Colossus.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. It's a good story.
It is a good story. Gathering a new set of mutants to defend a world that hates and fears them.
Yeah, those were the X-Men that I grew up with.
Same here.
I first started reading about in middle school.
Those were the days.
I was reading those guys or Punisher.
Yeah.
I read a lot of Punisher. Yeah.
Sorry, reminiscing. Oh, yes.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's more talk about Fox, you know, since they've kind of fucked some things up. There's more and more talk about them letting the Fantastic Four creep into the Marvel Universe and letting the X-Men creep into the Marvel Universe. Like, there was talks for a while about, you know, letting everything slide over, and then those talks went away, but yesterday they creeped back up into the news feed where they're seriously considering it, just because they did so well with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, that Sony did so well with Spider-Man, that Fox is like, hey, we want some pie too. Why don't you enjoy this fantastic group of four people that we have fucked up over and over and over again? Maybe do something canon with them?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, times four.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic.
I would like to see a good Fantastic Four movie. I would like to see Mr. Fantastic done well. The rest of them are easy. Like, it's a man on fire who flies. Bam. In the box. Blammo. Invisible girl. She's a girl. Turns invisible. Makes force fields. Blam. Piece of cake. Did you fucking watch Incredibles? They can make this shit work. You got fucking a big old rock dude. Blam. Yeah. Which, no, that's they all.
They just did that with Thor Ragnarok. What's the director's name?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Blam. Make it work.
Yeah.
And then you got a stretchy guy. And that's always awkward to make look cool without making it look fucking stupid. But come on, man. Think about it. They did it with Elastigirl and The Incredibles. Again, watch The Incredibles and then make Fantastic Four. Like, watch Incredibles like 20 times and then make Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Because they fucking did it. They got it right.
That was such a good movie, The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm. And the second one's coming out next year, I believe. They just dropped the trailer for that. It's just Jack wandering around. But
you've got powers.
Yeah, dude. That looks good. I don't even know what it is, but I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I watched that first movie so many fucking times, and they just get it. They just get it.
I know. There's a reason it was nominated for a screenplay or best writing original screenplay Oscar. Damn. Best original screenplay, I guess is just what you call it.
So fantastically fix that shit.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I hate to cut us off, but I got to go to rehearsal.
Oh, what are you rehearsing?
Christmas Carol.
Oh.
I got yanked into a bit part. Like, they had to shuffle around an actor that was playing a role. And they were like, hey, Nick, you're bartending for Christmas Carol, right? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, you want to act while you're there? It's like, what?
Yeah, come on stage with, like, some bottles. And they're like, oh, I'm mixing this cocktail while I say my lines.
Well, it's like three pieces that I pop in and, you know, playing the same character. And so basically I'll be doing the bar, and as soon as everybody goes in, I'll run around and change and I do a part, and then I come back out for the bar for intermission, and then I go back, do the part again, and then I come back right at the end one more time. I was like, okay. So
very well. Yes. All right, well, cool.
So I gotta go do that. So with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I am Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
You have.
Thank you.
Been dorked.
Be thankful. You don't have to be thankful anymore because it's fucking Christmas time.
Thank you for dorking me now.
Oh no, it's goddamn Christmas time, James. Fa la 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 la. I got my lights up on my house. I got 3 Christmas trees up in the house. We got another 2 to go.
We got our Christmas tree day after Thanksgiving. It's a tradition.
Yeah, man. It's on.
All right.
It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Yeah.
All right. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Yeah, I'm fine.
Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Do you smell that shit? That's fucking pine needles. That's a Christmas tree. No, it's a Douglas fucking fir. Oh, yeah. Later, James.